Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening? Little Tony, Meatball, Slouch, what's going on, man?
Listen, man, we here live. Listen, we made it another goddamn week. We live and on a Little Tony Grudge show.
That's and, what's happening, man.
I like to thank, you know, our host, our man that's on the board, June. I'd like to thank Big Fred from last week for you know, doing his thing on the board. I'd like to thank, you know, Tom Slouch, you know, giving this opportunity to have my air time. I got a couple of things I got to get off my chest. And if anybody listens to the show tonight, hit your damn one button if you got to say anything. I don't give a damn if you want to talk about somebody's mama.
Hit your damn one button.
Hey, man, hold on. If you want to talk, hit your damn one button. Don't call nobody on the three-way or hitting somebody's knee while you're in the car, while you're listening. Come on, look at the phone. No, hit your damn one button. All right, now, I was told, Melvin. Have anybody seen Melvin? I have a contract that's signed by Sub-Zero.
Uh-oh.
Chemo that's looking for Melvin. Have a signed contract. I was told that. What else on my report? Ground and Pound. Yeah,
hey,
Batmobile.
You don't want no
Ground
trouble with
and Pound.
Ground and Pound.
Tip with the Batmobile is looking for Ground and Pound.
Damn.
Well, you know what? Ground
and Pound. They show up on the 13th, Skip is trying to accommodate them guys. We
now,
know something
you
by
know,
Thursday, most definitely.
Now, you know that I ain't going to let nobody talk about nobody unless they own. So Ground and Pound, if you own here, hit that one button. And, hey, Tony, what's that you be saying? Down on your ass, they going to go, boy. Ain't that what you be saying?
Hold on.
Hey,
no,
man.
Tony, don't say that.
I got to read my report. I got to finish reading.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on with it.
Little Tone has made
yes,
a post
sir.
On Motown Muscle that anybody that with a non-chassis car
from Chicago.
If they don't want to get down, it could be somebody from Michigan. I mean,
hold on. You didn't say that loud enough. You was talking real loud from a minute, and now you let your voice go down.
Listen, if anybody from Chicago with
go.
A non-chassis car want to get down with Lil Tone, y'all know his goddamn number, or hit your one button. Or if nobody from Chicago want to step up, I mean, sometimes you got to look other places, like in your own backyard. Sometimes you got to wake up and look out your own damn window. So y'all know what that means.
Hey, Meatball, could I help you out a second?
Man, step in there,
man.
Can
I help
hold
you
on,
out?
I'd like to give a shout out to one of our listeners out there, Milk of Magnesia. That's her nickname. I know you're listening. Give your shout out to you, girl.
Hey, man, that personal shit, hold on.
No, that don't go with it.
Hey, man. Hey, check this out. Everybody say, hi, Milk of Magnesia. Hey, bro, man. Listen, man, it's Sunday. For the first time in a long time, I'm feeling real good. Man, let's roll with this shit. But I want to help you out for a second, Meatball. Meatball was just saying with regards to that post, Tone basically saying this, for those that don't understand, he don't give no shit, no whatever else you want to add in there. If it's a NAM chassis car, lock your In Tone's words, I don't mean to disrespect nobody. I don't want my spit red. Lock your fag ass in. That's what he's saying. Okay, Meatball, let's roll. Let's roll. Let's go, brother.
Okay.
Come on,
okay. All right. I guess we're gonna have some guests that come on tonight. We're gonna have Donye come on tonight. I was reading that Gigantor had a little fender bender down there. I hope he's all right.
There you go.
You know, safety's first here, regardless of the fact. And I'm hearing, on my other report, I'm hearing that Chicago is, Michigan, they got to do something, man, because Chicago, shit, they ready.
That's right.
Chicago is ready.
That's right. I mean, my understanding was this. I seen comments posted that's a weak list, you know, that they in the way. But remember this, in life, sometimes the things that are in the way are the hardest things to get around. Y'all might end up getting fucked up real bad. So,
I know you're from Chicago. I know you're going to support them ladies over there. I mean, them guys over there. And,
Hey, Tone. You know this was in the disclaimer. I said, as long as no shots are fired below the belt, that I would maintain. Didn't I say that? Hey, Meatball.
No, I did not listen to him. I put it below the belt, but I didn't take it below the garter belt.
Okay. You right. I'm gonna let you get that. I'm gonna let you get that off. You know why? Because I'm gonna let motherfuckers from Chicago do what they do. Hey man, listen, man. Y'all taking Chicago as a joke. Y'all and it hi. Motherfucker, don't start crying after the show. That bullshit, hey, consensual sex ain't rape. Remember that shit. So when y'all get fucked up, don't be crying later on, man. All I want to do is go out on a date. This nigga took the pussy. Excuse me for using the word. This man over here took the pussy from me. Okay. Hey, Tone, what's happening, brother? Hey,
listen, man.
We ain't got but 6 days left, and this bullshit is over. I'm gonna give people a little bit of history. You know, me and Tone go way back. You know how long I've been waiting for Chicago? I mean, for something like this, for Chicago to come and beat y'all motherfucking brains in. Yeah, all that other shit that been going on. You know, when Chicago goes over there, gets the race off, gets whatever off, that shit ain't nothing, man. Listen, man, they coming to beat y'all brains in, man.
Hey, June.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, us fellow Michiganians, you know, we didn't sit around, you know, examining the list and trying to figure out.
You said Michiganians? It even is a gay tone. Come on, man. Don't say that like that. It even ends gay. Listen to what I said. Michiganian. Come on, man. Okay. My bad.
We just sat around and went over y'all lists and checked it out. And they like, man, we thought this was going to be a grudge race. Say it is. They said, man, it's going to be manslaughter. It's no competition here. I'm like, listen, man, these are the cars that the guys is bringing. That, I mean, I can't make them bring no cars. And, you know, they went down the list looking at it like, oh, man. I mean, where do we collect our money at? So, you know, make a long story short, man, we not worried about nothing y'all come across that border with.
Okay. At this time,
we are already in print with the obituaries, man. Y'all coming for a funeral, man.
Ain't Floyd out of Michigan? I mean, who else y'all got? Ain't no other Floyd worth the shit in Michigan other than the Mayweathers, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. What's his famous saying? That shit all sound good till you get hit in the mouth, ain't it? Okay. Okay. Y'all motherfuckers real tough today. What, a week before? Yeah, we going to see Saturday. Don't want to hear none of that shit about, man, I need this. No. Hell no.
Hey, Junior. Hold on. In the words of Big Ball Factor, and we bet on the gap.
What the fuck is a big ball factor?
Big ball factor made a statement on our post. Hold on. Big ball factor made a statement on our post when he was trying to run an individual over here, and he said, P.S., we do bet on the gap.
I mean, all you got to do is add that into the kitty. That's all.
Well, that's gonna be start line action there. You know,
of course, no doubt. And hey, we got some of the best picking them on the line too, boy. Hey man,
please tell me it's Chinchilla. What you call that big guy? Chinchilla, big.
Talk about that's with a G.
Okay.
Danny, what's up? Put your hand up, brother.
Hey, Jim. Yeah, man.
That's my mother.
Hey, hold on. Do we have any? Meatball, I want to know. Is it any Chicago guys on the phone, man? Where the fuck is Ground and Pound?
I'm glad you said that. I've been trying to lay back in the cup. Yeah, I'm gonna start opening these Chicagos up. Hold up. Yeah, what's happening, Fred? What's going on, bro?
What's going on? Hey, look, I'm bringing the extra long tip preparation and some tux pads for you guys.
What you mean, you guys? I ain't from Michigan. I don't need
none of that
shit. What y'all need to get, you know how they got that gorilla juice for the track? Y'all need some gripper juice to keep that shit tight, because you motherfuckers are going to be leaking all over the goddamn place. Yeah.
Hey, man, if anybody, I still have a Melvin contract out on him. Did anybody find Melvin? Please email, text Meatball, and tell him that it's a contract out on him.
Melvin will be around.
Listen, somebody's looking to fuck him up, man.
Melvin, hit your one button. Hey, Tone, I got some hands up here, and being they looking for these 773 numbers, let me go and hit this one here. 773-7399, your mic is open. Hello? 773-7399.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
I got a feel there's going to be a lot of that tonight.
All right. Hey, I'm going to go through them. 708-3678. Your mic is open. 708-3678.
Hey,
shit. Hey, man. Y'all,
hey.
Y'all better stand up.
Hey, man, hold on. Call the 313 number out, man. Shit.
I've been a 313 again. Hey, I'm going to roll the dice one more time. 630-1551. Your mic is open.
Who is looking for me?
Hold on. You ain't got to say who you are. You ain't got to say who. Hey, tell them like this. You don't ask them what they got under their skirt. Don't ask them what you got under yours. The man said who's looking for him, goddammit.
Well, we got to know who he is so we know who's looking for him.
It don't matter. When you go to fight, you go pick and choose, or you a gorilla?
Hey, Tom, that's your ham, Tom. The gazillionaire.
who is looking for me?
That man right there, sweeter than bear meat, man. Get him on.
Hey, man, that man is a gummy bear, man.
Meatball, you need to hush your mouth, boy. You ain't going to do nothing. Just hush.
Big Low was there. Tony Brown.
Hold on. Meatball didn't want to go because, you know, he wanted to play in the playground with the kids. He didn't want to come where the grown folks was.
Hey, All I want to know is did you win on the sideline or you lost as usual?
I was winning and losing. It was a gamble up there. So
hey,
I win, I lose. I take all mine with smiles. But Meatball,
hey,
when you lose, you have that towel around your head like an ostrich and stick your head in the ground when you lose. So hey, we ain't the same.
Well, you know what? Well, it's been a long time since I put my head in the ground then, because, damn it, we ain't lost lately.
We?
Well, shit, that means
you ain't
hey,
did nothing. Hey. So when you come from France, you said we.
When you become an American.
when you become French, talking about some we.
Hold on. You is not going to get on a fucking Sunday show. You do that on during the week. This is a fucking Michigan show. Sit back and relax.
Text me to hit the mute button. I hit it. Text me.
Hey, hold on. So hold on. Now, I'll let you know by Thursday. Are we gonna shake the truck down by Thursday? I'm gonna lock you in by Thursday. Let you know how the truck all that went. With skin
mm-hmm.
truck.
Sounds good.
Hold on. You said by Thursday?
So testing tune is Wednesday. You know what I mean? We got to shake
okay,
the truck down.
Then
I'll let you know.
You know, I don't mean to be an ass, so do not discuss nothing that ain't. If it ain't sitting in the garage doing push ups, please do not discuss it.
I mean, half of Chicago don't work out, so shit. I mean, what you expect?
That's why we ain't discussing it.
hey, Danny.
What's this?
I hear you trying to lock in with the with my homeboy Streetcar.
What? Oh, with Cold Killer?
With Mario's car.
We made it a little something.
Can we lock in?
Hey man, they didn't want to lock in with Madonna. He said, "Hold on, they gotta discuss some things."
You say what?
When we was down there, Type Man said they had to discuss some things.
Okay, discuss. Can me and you lock in?
Hold on, wait till we get things organized, sir.
Hey, Tom, hold on a minute. Hey, Tom, no comment.
Yeah.
That's all you got to say, Danny, no comment. That'll end that bullshit, because if not, they're going to keep teasing.
Hey, hold on, that man's from France, too, man.
Hey,
that motherfucker live around the corner from me in France.
Hold on, I got somebody that got us on the speakerphone. They need to get off the speakerphone because we echoing. Hello?
You guys know?
There you
yeah.
go. Now we got it. Let's
my bad. That was my bad. That was me.
Okay.
Hey, so what was that song?
Junior, they say the man was down there trying to be a grizzly bear. I say, is that right? Don't worry about it. I get him as soon as he come back home.
Hey, Tom.
So yeah?
Hey, Tom. You talking, but I can lock your yellow car in.
With what?
Oh, yeah?
With a Mustang on 28. I definitely can lock that in since you said I was down there being a grizzly bear.
I got a 29 on my car.
Oh, it don't matter.
Damn.
Can we have a little input on this? I mean,
hello?
We can't just lock it in. Hey, hold on. I'm sharpening my pencil right now, motherfucker. Shit. Can we have a little input on this Mustang?
Mm-hmm. You said what?
Can we have a little, just a little bit of show and tell? I mean, shit.
Hello.
How you
either 28s or 275, one or the other.
Little Tony.
Okay. Yes, sir.
How you doing? I'm sorry. I was just having to call, man. My ear was ringing down south over here. I think somebody was talking about me or something like that. I don't know.
Hey,
okay.
Hey,
is everything all right?
Hey, man.
Yeah.
I told the man, don't talk me to death. Put that deposit up. See, unbeknownst to him, I got booking rights. It may not be in my garage, but I got booking rights. I told him, get his ass down.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I was making sure. Now, you know, I do whatever was told, you know what I'm saying? Whatever needs to be contained, I don't mind riding.
hey, Danny, that voice sound familiar to you?
Not really.
Hello?
Speaker, can you please tell him who you are so we can get this bullshit out the way and lock something in?
That's the owner and operator that Trans Am he was down there talking slick about.
Yeah.
So what do you mean I'm supposed to be scared?
Say what, Danny?
I said, what that mean I'm supposed to be scared because he said the owner and operator?
Well, you said y'all had to get some things together. How long is it going to take you to get them together so we can get that deposit up?
That's what Type Man told me when we were down there. See, y'all don't understand what happened down there. You got to talk to Type Man when we was on the line.
Okay. We got, like I said, we got things together now, and I'm here to put up the deposit. Can we get the deposit?
Real? Are you ready, huh? You going to put up the deposit with your cartoon?
Hey Tony, you gonna put up the deposit with your cartoon? Yes, okay, all right, I'm on the highway right now, soon as I get to the city, and watch me call, but you're on the phone, man, your word is good, just say it, and we gonna pull the trigger on your motherfucking ass. No, I bet you won't, hey Tony, I bet you won't do that.
I guarantee when I lock in with that Mustang, I want you to get the bag and back. I promise you that.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight? This is Gunna Picks. I'm just real quick. I also got Jeff on the line, ready to talk to Mario from Ground and Pound Racing.
What's up? How y'all doing, fella?
I love Ground and Pound.
What's going on, fella?
Yeah,
Jeff.
What's up,
man?
Hey, Jeff.
What's up, Mario?
What's up, boss?
Hey, Jeff, come on in the door, man. You ain't got to ask. Just kick the door in.
Hey, Junior.
Yes,
my homeboy said he whooped his ass like he was ground beef. Ain't no motherfucking ground pound. He beat shit out that man.
well, shit.
Hey.
You see, he right back for some more. He ain't ducking nobody, is
he? They say y'all over there in Illinois is pain free.
Love that shit. Love the pain.
Man.
Hey, Mr. Pound, congratulations.
How you doing,
Mr. Brown? How you doing, Mr. Pound? Is it Mr. Brown or is it Mr. Pound?
It's Mr. Both. I'm doing excellent. How about you?
Okay, all right. How you doing? This is Meatball, you know, from Michigan, rather than I know you, Meat.
What's going on, boss?
What's going on, man? How that Malibu coming along, man? We trying to check y'all for colon cancer real early in age.
Well, I just got checked. I'm clear. I'm ready.
so would you be there on the 13th?
Yeah, I sure will.
Oh, man, we're going to kiss you all in your goddamn mouth.
Hey.
You're going to be well on the 13th.
Hey, you might get kissed on the back of your neck, though, Meatball.
Hey, Jeff, do me a favor, man. Don't bite them on the back of the neck, because they usually fall in love if you bite them on the back of the neck. Don't do that, man. Hello, Tom.
Yes.
Are you going to be anywhere by Beer's Race on the 27th so we can lock in your car with this Mustang?
I'll be in Fayetteville, North Carolina on the 27th for Long Island Joe's race. In fact, let me plug my man. July 27th, everybody, Long Island Joe, having a big to-do down in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Tribal, correct.
Mm-hmm. The Tribal Showdown. It's going to be a lot of out-the-back-door racing, some eighth-mile racing. Got guys coming from all over the North and East Coast. gonna be a big shindig. We a lot of us here from the Motor City going to support it.
Yep.
So, but, hey Dan, you want to bring that Mustang you talking about on the 13th?
He won't be able to make it then.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Tone. Hey, bro. Do I need to go ahead and try to give me a Greyhound to come that way for the 13th?
I don't know, man. I can't get the man to commit to nothing, Mario.
Okay. I'm just making sure. I know you. From what I see now, I love coming up north.
Hey, right. Hold on. Let me ask this then.
Why everybody wants to? What is up with this backdoor thing? Every time somebody I know all y'all. I hear backdoor. They don't realize in the south, money got funny down here. Them people start building. They barely give us enough shutdown room. Let alone another quarter mile. The man told me the night by the back door.
Hey.
Hell, I don't know which cones to stop at. I don't even know what that means.
I be trying to tell them that you know, I got partners in the South that got street cars, they daily drivers, they pump gas cars, but they can only run today's mile. I mean, you know, they talk real bad to me. I tell them, man, listen, I can get y'all accommodated if you go today. But, you know, and you know what? Over there in Illinois, man, they got a million street cars. But I can't get nobody to commit to that 8th mile, though, Mario.
You see, we ain't learned up here yet. We ain't learned up here yet how to get down that first half. On that second half, though, oh, yeah, we know how to stretch them out now. I mean, it is a streetcar.
Oh, I know. My shift light be blowing me in the face by the time I get right into the 8th mile.
Hey, ain't nothing but a little nail clipper. I'll take care of that. You clip that light off, you all good.
Hey, Danny, I ain't never heard you back up as much as you've been doing, boy.
I ain't doing no motherfucking bag up.
Yeah.
I'm trying to lock Tony in with his goddamn Mustang.
Hey,
you don't want to do nothing.
Hold on a minute. Hey, man, hold on a minute, man. Who the fuck let you in through the back door, man?
Oh, man, you got to watch out for the sneaky creeper, baby.
Can I even ask who this is? I mean, you just come in, you want to eat, you want to lay down on the couch, you don't even say what's up to a motherfucker. What's happening, man? Who this?
What's happening?
Who this?
I ain't been able to kill nothing lately, but I'm looking for that damn melon so I can kill it.
Oh,
I have a signed contract, like I was telling everybody doing this is Meatball again. I have a signed contract that Chemo signed, and he's looking for Melvin. I don't know if the man, I was told to look everywhere. I looked in low places and high places. I went on the giant slide at Belle Isle. I looked up there. I looked under this tree, this rock. I cannot find the man. So if anybody find Melvin, please tell that man to hit the one button, goddamn.
I mean, he from Michigan. Ain't that what y'all
man. Do? Hey, man, huh? Melvin at work right now, man. Melvin at work right now. That man trying
okay,
to provide for his
okay,
plan.
Okay. And my dog ate my homework. Okay.
Well, then you might want to go through his stool and get your homework then.
Never that. Shit. Hey man,
I
what y'all trying to do, man? Y'all just want to kick it tonight, or y'all gonna lock some races in, man? What's happening?
They trying to get Mario on lock. Mario trying to come and fuck another Chicago guy up, but
hey, Chemo, Chemo,
he still south for the Macy's.
I tell y'all what I do. I come back and try my man Grind. Like I told him, it was such a great race. He did give me the back tire, but you know I will ride back up there to try him head up. I know that it might be a little different up there.
Gr-
around them five.
Hey Mario, the air different up here. Your car might not run the same, baby. Stick with your head.
Hey. Who the fuck is you, the weatherman now? Huh?
Yes. That's right.
Hey. The man said he willing to come up here and try ground and pound, and ain't no back tie, no nothing. He willing to try that out. Ground and pound. Jeff, are you still on? Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Did you happen to hear what Mr. Mario said there? He said he willing to
come up
here and try you out.
I heard absolutely what he said. All you got to do is come on up.
Hey, Junior, get your pencil ready.
Now, let me ask you this.
Say what?
Will it be for the 13th?
For the 13th, yes, sir. Yes, sir, 13th.
Okay, that's next week, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Ground and Pound, Mr. Ground and Pound, are y'all going to have a Malibu there, sir?
So we get back home, we're on the road. We're on our road trip back home. So as soon as I get home and check everything out, I'm quite sure. If everything goes right, we'll have it.
Hold on, because I want to lock you in with the Batmobile.
Nope. I ain't gonna do that. We're gonna leave the Hulk for him. That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna leave the Hulk for him.
Hey, Mario.
Yes.
Now, you talking about running ground a pound. You talking about 8 miles, or you talking about going about the back door?
No, I'm talking about the same exact race we did yesterday, the same exact car. Nothing's going to change on mine. I'm talking about just another week. I'm just riding on y'all side of the world to try and stab that on head up.
Okay. Somebody with some background noise.
Let me ask y'all another thing. That man, I'm going to tell you one more thing he put on me that I don't know how to do. In the South, with street cars, we don't have all that nice stuff y'all have. I don't know about the other tree. Y'all don't run the trees that drop down?
Yeah, a pro tree?
No, we don't run that. Street cars.
He said a regular tree.
Yeah, we used to just foot wagon, all that kind of stuff. I don't command me over there. That pro trip. I'm just wondering now. I just got to ask.
Let
me say this in ground and pound defense. Mario, when we come south, we race. When we in y'all house, we go by y'all rules. When you come to our house, you got to go by our rules. Them boys going to want to run a pro tree, and they going to want to run out the back door. So, if that's something you feel you can handle, then, I put the deposit up for you. If not, then, we might have to catch you, next time they come down south. The guys up here like the pro tree, and they like going out the back door.
Well, see, in the south, Tony, we call it like a little southern hospitality. So when the man came to my house, he didn't even run by my rules. He still made me run pro tree. The man lifted in front of me before I even moved. He was in front of me. With the back tire. So you can't say, so all I'm saying, if I come over to y'all house, just give me a shot at one other. If it take me to go out the back door with the man, I don't know, but at least accommodate me on one or the other.
So either you're asking then to get a regular tree versus a pro tree, and if they were to give you the regular tree versus the pro tree, then you would accommodate them by running out the back door?
Correct.
Mr. Ground and Pound.
I'll keep going on mute because I've got a lot of background.
Yeah.
I hear what he's saying.
Okay.
He claiming the same race head up. That's the one I like.
I'm going today's mile.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about the
tree? Okay. So he's saying, basically, if we're going to go head up, I need to go pro tree. That's what we're saying? If we're going to go 8 miles, I need to go pro tree?
That's
correct.
What you got?
All right. Okay. And you know, I know fuel is a little high up there in up in the Michigan area. Fuel get a little high up. What can we lock in on? What can the deposit be?
Well, yeah, like you said, soon as I get back home, man, so I can go over the car, check the car, make sure everything's all right. I need to give Tony a call, I give Gunny a call, I give anybody a call, so we can get you back on the lock in. Let me get home and check my car first.
No problem. See, listen, this one time I can say I don't have to do that. When I got there last night, I just drove mine in the garage.
Hey Tom.
Yeah.
I just got word, man, through my text, man. This for us, Mitch. I'm bringing my milk of magnesia with me, man, to the event.
Here we go.
Everybody say hi to my she listed. Everybody say hi to my milk of magnesia. I'm bringing her to the event.
Well, you silly dude, man. Milk of Magnesia listening to us right now?
She listening, man. I'm bringing her.
Hey, Milk of Magnesia.
Hey, me, Bob, I want you to get mad now. Hey, baby.
Hey, June.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
I want to say this over the air, June, but she can understand you too.
Uh oh. Hey, Milk of Magnesia.
Oye. No me diga eso. Salúdame, mija. Hey, what y'all thought I was a computer nerd or something? Hey, Tom, we got some hands up here. Let me go.
It's Reds. What's going on?
Reds, what's happening, brother?
Man, look, we doing all of this holding hand and hugging, man. This the way in, man. Why we being nice about it? We come to kill Chicago's ass. I'm running the bouncy house, so I know it's gonna be full of Chicago grudge racers telling them where they socks and no flip flops. You know what I'm saying?
I tried to start it off, and they all talk about let's hold hands and all this other shit.
Look, you in the car, man. Look, this is the class of the Titans, man. Look, and when you're in war, you kill everybody and send one back. And that's what we going to do to Chicago. We killing everybody and send one back so they can tell the story.
Damn.
So they can write the book. They can write the book.
Oh, excuse me. Were you speaking to me or would you like to, sir?
I'm talking to everybody that's on the other side of the river.
Well, shit, Chicago got to stand up, baby. That's all I can say, man. That's the best that I can do is, man.
I'm wearing my Charlie Wilson outfit, and I'm going to do the Gap Band dance.
Oh, I thought you was talking about Charlie's Angels or something. All right, my bad, man.
No, that's how we're going to send them back, with wigs and Daisy Dukes.
Hey, Reds, we've been trying to lock them in all night, and we can't get none of them to move, man. They won't budge.
I'm going to tell you this. We coming for the shootout.
No, come for this grudge racing, man. The shootout is just a pastime. Come for this grudge racing. We trying to lock in.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, Tone. You know, I can't speak for the masses. I'm trying to keep y'all off my back. And I think I'm doing an all right job as long as I stay quiet. But motherfuckers
need
to
stand up.
I
know y'all are behind us, so y'all might start calling in around 9 our time.
Hey, hold on. Where my mute button at? Hey, Gunny, where's that main mute button that just shuts everybody
up? Hold on. Hey, you know what? Hold on. Now, Mario talking about coming all the way up here, driving 12, 13 hours for ground and pound. Is it any more action we can get this man so he ain't got to come for just?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. If there's anybody on the air from Chicago, which I see plenty of numbers, from Illinois, please accommodate these people, man. But then again, I understand. You got those that are silent assassins. They ain't into all the jaw-jacking and and all this other pre-fight hype shit. They just trying to get down and whoop a motherfucker's ass. If you like that, let it be known. All you got to say is, yeah, I'm coming. Yeah, I'm coming to beat their ass. And hit your mute button. That's it.
Well, I think we need to go ahead and get Skin from out of Chicago on the phone there, because Skin, that's mouth almighty.
Well, make sure Ben's let him out of his kennel first.
Hold on now. You can't start talking about people if they ain't here to defend themselves now.
Man, well, get that lady on the phone then.
Hey, Gunny, get Skin on the phone.
I'll call you a girl.
All right, I'll be talking to you now. I'm going on mute for a second.
See, I know something now. See, y'all motherfuckers ain't just going to talk to me any old way now. I got something now for you motherfuckers. Shit. Okay.
Hey, Junior.
And hey, yes, sir?
Go ahead and see who got their hand up so we can get all these people in.
Oh, shit. Everybody who got their hands up is online. Hey, Tone. You know what? Hold on, Tone. I got your man right here, Tiptoe, man. Let me bring him in. Oh, my bad. He was in. I'm sorry. You know, Tiptoe. I'm sorry.
What's going on, fellas?
Man, come on in, man. Come on in.
How y'all doing?
Man, it's great. It's Sunday. We alive. We talking grudge racing. What's happening?
Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir.
Hold on. We got another serial killer just walked in the room. Hey, Chucky, you there?
Yes, sir. Uh-oh. What's up?
What's up, baby?
What's up? How you guys doing?
What's going on, Brian? We waiting on you. What's going on?
I'm here to tell you any car from Chicago in 28, so I don't give a fuck if it's nitrous, pro charge, turbo. If it's on 28, it's got head up action off the trailer on Friday or Saturday with me. I'm already locked in with Boost 12. On Saturday, we both get one hit, and I'd rather take my one hit and beat someone's ass in Chicago.
I'm having difficulties here. I wasn't able to hear Chucky. Hello, Chucky. Are you still with us? Hello?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Chucky, you can find him
in the bouncy house.
You're breaking up.
Hey, nothing else can be said.
Hey, man, stop saying my name, man. Why are you picking on me, man?
hey, Jimmy, you the only Chicago guy on the phone. Won't nobody else step up?
Hey, guess what?
Go off the trailer with whoever, man.
We on the phone.
Well,
huh?
I'm gonna say, I don't know whoever that was. You broke
Chicago on the ground like that, man.
Who this?
You're
breaking up. You might have to shake the phone a second, bro.
Hold on. Did he say Eastside Strangler?
Yeah, he did. Big Perm, is this Big Perm?
This is Big Perm, man. What's going on, brother?
Man, come on in, brother. Hey, man, come on, man. You see, I'm trying to hold these dudes back, man. Okay, I see y'all.
Let them guys run around. You ain't getting to the fight till you get hit. So you let my brother run around and say what they want to.
I kept telling them that.
You know what the problem is, Junior. You know what the problem with Chicago right now. I'm going to tell you.
Now, how you going to tell me you from Kentucky? How you going to tell me what the problem is?
I'm gonna tell you a problem. Ben ain't shit. The number one, they had Hunter over there got knocked off Saturday, and the rest of them ran and tucked their tails in between their legs.
Hold on. Hey, Big Firm, your phone breaking up. They wasn't able to hear you. Let me grab. Who was this? Chemo? Hey, Chemo. Check this out.
Yes.
Oh. Danye
on the 13th, and he got action.
Uh-oh. I'm going to shut the fuck up now.
If Danye comes to the Tone's race on the 13th, he might have an asshole wider than the Michigan River over there.
Damn.
Hey, Hey Mo, is that out the back door? Is that out the back door, right?
And I got a buddy. I think it's two cars that don't give a fuck. It's two cars.
Hold on, man. I ain't trying to hear that I got a buddy shit. Now, come on now.
Zero ain't got nothing for him, but I got a buddy that got all kind of shit that'll open that asshole right open.
Well, I mean, then shit. Danier, I know you somewhere on the road, brother. Come on in. Because,
y'all
ain't going to just say any old goddamn thing and think you're going to get away with it now.
He's still riding up 75, trying to take that corkscrew out of his ass that Big Low put in.
You know why? Because you know why, though? Because he was out racing, sir. Where were you at, sir? you know I'm a motherfucker. I'm sorry about that. So you're telling me that while Daniel was out doing battle, you was at the movie theater seeing, what's the latest shit? Yeah. Miss Despicables or whatever the fuck that is?
Yeah.
So
I told him, don't carry his ass off of that Mason-Dixon line or he will get fucked up.
I got questions, sir. Are you trying to engage with Danye? This is Chemo, right?
We're gonna engage with him, and I'm gonna warn him not to come across that Michigan State line.
Hold on. You stuttered like four or five times, and I missed words in between.
I'm gonna say it real slow so you can hear me. Do not come across that Michigan State line on July 13th. They got some headhunters over here trying to take his head off. That's all I'm telling you. I like it.
No. I said you, sir. Not we. Not them.
Hey Tone,
you know this y'all house, but you know I'm a motherfucker. Next caller, please.
Hey Junior.
Yes, sir. Yes.
If you got any way to get in contact with Danye, tell him I got 1-on-5. Get his ass down.
I'm a co-host the show. Let your fingers do the walking, Junior.
Let me check the roller.
Junior, you're breaking up. Junior, your voice is breaking up.
Hey, Junior, I'm gonna make it real simple. One thing, I don't stutter when I speak, and I speak clearly. Danye, if you are on the line, if there is a representative of the Danye camp, Fade to Black, please press the 1 button. I don't care if you press it 1,000 times. We're going to answer that bitch and get down with these suckers, man. Because for real, I think y'all motherfuckers more afraid of him than what he is of y'all. For real. Hello?
You don't believe it, dude.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
I heard Chemo mention Biz. And Biz got the back tie. Now get his ass down.
I'ma speak on Biz's defense because I did post on Chi-Town Racing a posting which you asked me to put up, and he said that he would stand down, sir, because that's not in his league. So you can go to the next guy.
But that was for head up. I'm being generous now. He got the back tie.
Ooh.
Well, you know, we're gonna have to get back to you on that one, brother.
Man, Michigan, stand up, baby.
Hey, hold on a minute. Let me check this. Let me just check this number because it's an Illinois number. Let me see what's happening. 773-5894. Your mic is open. You got some background noise though.
We still got background noise?
Yes, sir. Do you got the window open?
No, we on the road. We got the air blowing.
Okay,
that
then.
That sounds good.
Who's it? You got it working good. Okay. Check it out. Can you guys get in touch with Donye? Because, you know, these boys talking real greasy over here. And for real, I honestly think they just talking shit.
Hey, you know why, Jim, you know why he got the air blowing hard?
Excuse me, sir. I wasn't speaking to you. I wasn't speaking. I wasn't speaking to you. Again, you are correct. Hey, you are correct. But they was out racing yesterday, and you were where? What y'all call that? The multi. Hold on. What y'all call that? The multiplex theater? Is that where you was at?
No.
Okay then.
No, it's Imagine.
So, yeah, hey, Perm, if y'all can get in touch with him, please have him come on in because y'all motherfuckers going to get what you're looking for real. And I don't mean to cuss. I know it's Sunday. I know a lot of people get offended when a person cusses. I don't give a fuck, though. Hey, let me go.
Hold on, Joe. This is an uncut radio show. Whoever don't like it, hang the fuck up.
Yeah, but you know, I ain't trying to offend nobody, man.
Whoever said that, don't tell them to do that because they might not call back no more. I told Melvin if he didn't like what I said and hang up, and he ain't called back ever since he hung up.
That's
fear.
No. Melvin's at work, so he can't come to the phone right now.
Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I'm saying we offering back tires. We talking about running off the trailers. I mean, everything they want, we trying to give. And won't nobody in Illinois stand up,
man.
We're going to even feed them.
Listen, man, I know one thing, Tony. I'ma talk cash shit with motherfuckers. I might piss them off. They might piss me off. You got a lot of people that don't get down like that. So I can understand them not getting on. They ain't trying to argue. They ain't trying to fuss. But come July the 13th, they gonna show you what you're looking for, though. They definitely gonna show you.
Show me a motherfucker that drag race that don't want to do no arguing.
Me?
You a liar. Hey, every time you turn around, you got something slick to say, Junior.
But hold on. Hey, saying something slick and arguing is two different things. That's two different things. I ain't trying to argue with nobody. I ain't trying to fight. I ain't trying to get my lip busted, none of that shit. I'm a cold coward, but I'll beat a motherfucker's ass. They touch me, though. But everybody ain't good.
Can Chucky please get some off the trailer action, man? Please.
Where Leon at? Don't Leon like to go off the trailer?
Yes.
I ain't heard old Leon lately, man. He must be driving back.
What's that thing our Freelon kept talking about?
Three catches, three bugs got a little problem
right now.
Hey, hold on a minute. I got a hand up. Let me go and see who this is right here. Oh no, that's the wrong area code. I ain't trying. That ain't the one. I'm gonna get him in anyway. I ain't got my glasses on, so I thought I seen one number when it wasn't that one. 313-844. Your mic is open.
Man, what's happening?
Shit, you tell me. Who's this?
This ride or that pass.
Oh, shit.
No.
God damn.
Where the fuck you been, man? Man, what's happening, man? I'm looking for them hamburger racing. Oh, man. This your brother, man. I ain't heard from you in like weeks, man.
What's happening, Meek? Did you talk to them hamburger pound around?
They don't want it, man. They talking about they gotta go home and check the crowd, man. I was just thinking the same thing, man. The car in the garage, with the rats, the tape, the wires or something.
Hold on.
Hey, that white Malibu,
the Smith boys, any one of them with ground and pound on it. The Smith boys
okay.
or that Malibu.
Them boys was out racing. I can't say the same for y'all. Them boys was out racing. They coming back home. They need to regroup.
But Junior, the other cars are at home. They bringing one
okay.
car back, right?
Okay, Kimo. I'm going to be stupid now. If you ain't at home, how you know what's going on in your garage?
Hey, in fact,
I'm going to be an asshole. How you know what's going on in your bedroom? Huh?
Hey, Junior.
Okay, come on now.
You ain't at home.
The man need to get home, man. Or you don't want him to get home.
Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir.
From the way that Malibu look like you touch that bitch, you get gangrene. Ain't nobody touching that motherfucker.
It don't
hey,
matter.
Kimo.
He's still racing it, ain't he?
Hey, Kimo.
Hey, Toad, how you let these non-racing motherfuckers get on here, man?
Dude.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Mr. Kimo.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to drive the Batmobile on the motor. And I'm going to run that Malibu, the one that B is always racing. I'm going to let them do everything they need to do.
Damn.
Damn.
Shit. Okay.
Hey, Junior, I'm going to run them on the balls. I'm going to let them warm up all that hot milk they need to do. And we're going to start at the front door. We're going to go all the way out the back. And I'm going to run them on horsepower.
We'll have... Our people get to your people and get back at you on that one.
Junior, all you got to do is catch up with my brother Meatball. That's all you got to do.
I don't seem to have anybody responded in that. So due to technical difficulties, we won't be able to answer that question tonight, brother.
Junior on the other line with somebody else or are you talking to Pine? What are you doing?
Hello? God damn it, they need my shit again. God damn, man. Lock in, mother. Lock in. Fuck you, lock in.
I'm trying to lock in something with them.
Who said that? Hey, man, y'all motherfuckers silly, man. Well, I mean,
hey,
Meatball,
what's going on, Meatball?
We trying to do something, man, for real. Hey, Reg.
Hey, Junior. Or the Smith boys.
Hey, man. This Tony show. Yell, hey, Tony, man. Stop yelling my name. God damn it,
man. Ain't you working the board?
Yeah, but,
Get him on the phone, right now. That's all you got to do. Get him on the phone.
Hey, seriously, they are on the phone. Ground and pound on there. All you got to do is say what you got to say.
I just said, ain't nobody respond.
Ground and pound got
grounded
or something.
Hey,
but I need to.
Ain't nobody respond.
I mean, shit. The mics are open.
Go back into the house.
There you go.
And check it out. Everything's all right. You're going to get your ass down to.
There you go.
When you want to get down, how long before you get home so you can check it out and we can lock something in?
Another six hours.
All you got to do is call Junior. Junior can get in touch with my brother Meatball, and y'all can get me on the phone and we can lock it in.
We're gonna make it real easy. Mr. Ground and Pound, soon as you ready and whatever cars are ready, post it on clocksoff.com. And I'm gonna make sure. That's right. I'm gonna make sure that I pass it around to everybody. You know what, Meatball Pine? Y'all got to talking a lot of shit tonight, and y'all gonna get what y'all looking for. Y'all fight, Junior, I got my glasses and a spotlight on.
Meatball or Tony, can y'all answer this question for me? I was informed that
never scared and Young Money drew on each other Wednesday at the track. Is there any truth to that?
Hold on, no Ooh. Gossip now. We ain't gonna go no gossip now. But come on, fill me in, motherfucker.
He just trying to find out if it's true.
And
that's all, right?
And
he ain't trying to start no gossip.
Boy, June, man,
yeah.
Chicago ain't stepping up, man. I know you're a little.
I mean,
is a little upset.
No, I'm gonna tell you this. I never get upset. You know why? Because I believe in one man. I believe in myself. When it's my turn, I promise you one thing. I ain't ducking nobody. And we ain't got to talk a lot either. If I see anything that I like, and believe me,
Junior,
that I done seen a lot that I like in Michigan. Oh, yeah, I'm coming.
Hey, Junior. And to make it so bad, man, I ain't even got no seat time. But I'm going to jump in there and drive it on the ball, and I'm going to let them spray that white Malibu with everything they got, every piece of bottle of Raid they can find. And I'm going to run over the horsepower.
And the man said, as soon as they get home, they will check the car, make sure everything's cool.
I ain't got no kind of seat time.
Then you know what? Then can't nobody blame you when you get your brains beat in. Yes, sir.
Okay. We understand and we accept they need to get home and check their car out. But is there anybody in Chicago that's at home right now with their car that we can lock in?
How you just walk that right five with it in with that car you talking about that's on the motor? Oh, no, hold on, brother. That is a big ass on the motor. It's a big ass. Hey, will that Firebird run off the trailer? Damn, will that Firebird run off the trailer? Look at it. I want a 2,000 on that.
Chucky,
still with us? Yeah, Chucky, Brian Davis, come on, man, come on. We got ground and pound on the lines that is digging y'all beyond.
Yo. I'm here, what's up?
Hey, we got you one off the trailer, baby.
What do they want to do, Friday or Saturday?
We got called out by Batman. Batman said, motherfucking Slipknot. We got that white Trans Am on the motor, off the trailer. Get your punk ass out and run on motor.
What you gonna do for us? We got a small block, you got a big block. What you gonna do for us?
With that motherfucking Trans Am. You got the brake, man, out the back door with that fucking Capri. You got the brake. Run with the fuck you brung, Howard.
Hold on, man.
Yeah.
What'd he say? Hold on.
Hey,
Brian Davis
is looking
fucking off the trailer.
You know what I'm saying, man?
I
want to
run him.
Down on your ass we go when we get up there. We ain't got to go through all this on the phone. You know what I'm telling me? When he get up there, down on your ass we go. Ain't no big secret. We ain't ducking you, motherfucker.
Yes, you is. Sound.
How you doing?
Look where I got y'all on CB, man. All right, let's get it serious, though. Let's get some races locked in. If not, I mean, it's Detroit versus Chicago. If anybody in the Chicago area is back from out of town that want to lock in, Donye, you heard Tony put an issue out there. Biz, Tony put an issue out there.
Chemo, they put one out there. I mean, if anybody from Chicago want to get down with the Detroit
Brian
Times,
Davis, anybody in the state of Illinois is off the trailer.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, Junior. Hold on a second. I'm trying to bring in Pete. I got Danye on the line. He want to discuss some issues with you, gentlemen. Give me 1 minute while
okay.
I find it.
Man, that man muted my motherfucking mic.
No, Frank ain't muted.
Hey, Kimo, I don't know why the fuck they let Junior run the board. He's muted my goddamn mic. Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
Ground the Pound seem to be a little aggressive, but would you delay him a message for me, man? Tell him we'll run them on the 27th with that Firebird. Motor to motor.
Ground and down, I mean Pound, you on the line?
We running with the green with the freak mobile on the 27th, motor to motor.
Ground and down,
Pound,
I mean Pound, you on there?
They got a big block in that car, man. We got a little block and we gonna run it all up in their head. Hey Tom.
Yeah.
We got a little block in the green car. We're going to run it up in that big block ass on the 27th. Tell them lock their ass in. With that Firebird. Motor to motor.
You know on the 27th you got to go to Indiana to race them. That won't be at Tony's. Tony's not having a race on the 27th.
Oh, they having a race on the 27th?
Don't let me race way.
I'm racing on the 13th. Our race is this week.
I know that, but the car ain't going to be ready until after the 13th.
Well,
oh, okay.
Tony got a race in August now.
Well, I mean, we can set something up for August then.
Okay.
Tony,
okay.
When is your race in August?
Michigan. Reg, what's the date for August?
31st. It's the 31st.
August 31st.
Well, we can set something up for August 31st.
On the 27th.
7-0-8, 95-98, your mic is open.
It's Don. What's happening, fellas?
What is
going
on, man?
My name. What's going on? What's on
Hello?
Your mind?
Hello?
Donye, will you be available on the 13th of July?
No, I won't be there. I won't be there. I'll be on vacation with my family. But what's on your mind?
I was just trying to play with you a little bit, but you know, family first, so we accept what
we're what?
That Great Regal to chase you down and what's your name?
With the Great Regal.
Yeah.
Oh well, it's time coming. I told Killer he know where we at with that. I got my ducks in a row.
Tony, what you
was
trying to stick your finger in his boot?
What'd you say?
Yes. Well, Kimo said he got something over there for you, too, though.
He got something over there for me?
Yeah.
What'd he got for me?
A black supercharger.
Who you saying got something for me?
He got a black stock suspension Mustang.
What you talking about, man?
He got a Mustang stock suspension.
Wait, who are you talking about?
This is Kimo.
Huh?
Kimo.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah,
what car?
Y'all
talking about Junior car?
He got to sit on 29. He don't
want to
race no
33.
Y'all talking about Junior car?
Right.
Yeah.
Man, y'all can't bet enough, man. We can do that the week after. Y'all can't bet enough. We can do that the week after.
We can't make it the week after.
Man, come on, man. If y'all trying to go, man, I won't be there next week.
But listen
to what I'm finna tell you. I'm gonna meet you at
once. You said you got to go next week. You said you got to go on family vacation.
Right.
The following week, I'll be at a basketball tournament, and he'll be somewhere with his daughter, cheerleading her. So, you know,
okay.
we gotta respect each other's plans, and then we'll beat up. I think Tony had another race after that in August. You know,
August 31st, y'all can meet up. August 31st. But, you know, that's kind of far out.
You know, yeah, I know. And the way you be putting that stuff in that nitrous down through there, boy, ain't no telling what's going to be going on by then.
Yeah. Once I get it to work.
That'll be a good day.
Once I get it to work, it's going to be all right.
If y'all
can't get enough of that comment.
Hey, Daniel, were you running off the back door?
What'd you say?
Were you running Junior out the back door? How y'all going to do this if y'all ever lock horns?
We're going to run to the 8th. I'm going to be on 29, no willy ball. Just like you want.
Yeah, well, once we ain't no chance to tongue rocking right now because you got a couple of races and I think we got a couple of races.
I'm gonna be at Biz's race, but at this moment, I don't know how the car gonna sit. At this moment, right now, I plan on having the 33s with the Willie Fogg on. That's what I said. That's what I always said. So, but you know. My car don't really get along with 41 too good. It become a wall magnet. So.
I'll tell you what, Donye, let me interrupt for a second. Donye, we got Big Lou on the line. We got Big Lou on the line. Mr. Team Big Lou from out of Florida. How you doing, Mr. Big Lou?
Donye gonna hang up. Keep his line
up. Donye gonna hang up. Come on, now. You know I'm We ain't gonna do that. Get him.
What's
get him, DJ.
Where he at?
Big Lo.
Hello.
He's on here. Big Lo, where he at? I know he's still traveling. He's still trying to make it back down to Florida. He's trying to make a home. Big Lo, where he at, bro? Oh, all right, bro. He's on here. Maybe they went to a bad area. I know it's raining in Georgia,
man,
so I can bring him
down.
We got a lot of background noise.
I'm gonna take it off mute or something. All right, that was Big Low with the background noise. I know he's on the line. He's on the show. Donye, I know he wants to talk to you. I know you guys got a rematch coming up real soon. And being that your car doesn't get along with 41, maybe we can set something up with you and Big Low over at 131 before the year is out.
Well, we discussed, me and my team discussed in detail about doing it at 41 when they come up there, but we just don't know yet.
All right. Well, Big Lo, are you on the show?
Yo.
Big Lo, what's happening, Tony? Tony and Junior, we got Big Low on the line. Y'all take it away. I'm going on mute.
Big Low, what's going on?
Big
man?
Yo, who this? Hello?
Low, what's happening, man?
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Who is this?
Lil Tony, what's going on, man?
What's going on, Lil Tony?
Hey, man, we want to congratulate you on your win the other day, first and foremost.
Yeah, the crew chief.
Crew chief, what's happening, baby?
Hey, man, chill, what's good with you?
Ain't nothing going on, man. Ain't nothing going on. How you been, man?
Just trying to keep between the mayonnaise and the mustard. That's all.
Hey, damn, you lost your voice all that hollering you was doing, man.
Yeah, man. My voice. I went to sleep fine. I woke up like this, so I don't know. I think it was all the Chicago boys I was talking to.
Crew Chief, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Uh,
I spoke with Double O today. He said y'all knew that Little Red Riding Hood was gonna be in the house, and y'all did not bring that truck.
Yeah, that'd be a negative. We was on the way with the truck, but the vehicle that was pulling the truck had issues around Jacksonville, so
didn't
ain't
it
no
hit a deer
outside of that. Say what?
Did it hit a deer?
No. Motherfucker act like it ain't had no horsepower.
Oh.
Motherfucker act like it ain't want to go, so shit. We can't tow three trailers with two trucks.
Okay. Yeah, you know, when I called it, man, he was beating on his chest, and y'all got scared. And I said, I can't see crew chief enough being scared of Little Red Riding Hood.
Not at all. That shit they did up there this weekend. They ain't show me nothing. With that motherfucker. Nothing at all.
You boys hold them things in the middle of the road and make it back home safely.
I appreciate it, bro. We probably we got about 6 more hours to go, so we rolling.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave it in the morning, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, we left this morning.
We were tired last night.
We tried to, and everybody like, man, let's just get a room.
We cut out of that zone as it was over.
Oh, yeah?
Goddamn, Big Low got me on suicide watch, man.
Hey, I'm about to ask you, man.
Yeah. I couldn't sleep, man. Hey, Donnie, I got a question for you. Yeah.
I mean, did you have issues, or did you make a clean pass, or what was the deal?
No, I ain't had no issues. I just ain't fast. You know, I told crew chief that, you know. Oh, I tell him that's why I was trying to get old T5 first, man. That's all.
Okay.
Maybe now you see. You see what I mean. You know I ain't that fast, nah.
They say Big Low got squirrely and still went back to
you.
I mean, I told him.
He was in front from the word.
Oh,
ain't no figure. Is there? He was in front from the word, though.
But there will be a rematch, Donnie, at some point.
You going to Maryland?
Am I going to Maryland?
Maryland.
On the 3rd?
Whenever.
Okay. Yeah, that's the 3rd. Yeah, I will definitely be there.
Yeah, on the first weekend of August.
Yeah,
hey,
I'll be there.
That way it's gonna be at. We'll do it in Maryland.
Y'all going to Maryland?
Yeah.
Oh shit, that's why I see you at then.
Donnie, are you gonna race Tricky Ricky in Maryland, or are you just going up there to start a little trouble?
No, we supposed to run Ricky. He texted me today. Say he's been having a few little issues. He's trying to sort them all out.
Yeah, most definitely.
We're trying to lock him in too. As long as we get everything all straightened out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So Donnie,
they told me when I come back up there, they got a whole line for me. they got a line of people standing in line waiting to whoop my ass. So.
Damn.
So I'm definitely coming.
That means you got action. That's a good thing.
Oh, yeah. I got plenty of that. They definitely ready. They getting ready. You getting ready?
Well,
I'm getting ready too.
I hate the fact, Donnie. Don't get me wrong. You know, family thing is family thing. But I hate the fact that you won't be able to make it to the race on the 13th. Cause for real, you know, I do this show with Tone. That's my man. I kick it with all these dudes. But boy, beat they motherfucking brains in, man.
But you know what, Junior, I'm gonna tell you one thing.
We probably still gonna have a couple cars there. But I just won't be there.
There you go.
We're going to
have
a couple cars out of camp, but I ain't going to be there.
There you go.
I'm going to tell you this. Y'all got Donye. Donye going to stand up for y'all. But, you know, y'all had one guy. He thought he was a killer, but he done packed up. Once all these guys over in Michigan got their shit together, he packed up and moved down there near his tumor, man.
Oh, hold on. Hey, Kimo, that ain't got nothing to do with nothing that we discussing here. Kimo, I keep telling you, man.
All I'm saying is Donye.
Kimo.
Donye, the best thing y'all got coming out of there, man.
I keep telling you, Kimo, man, that ain't got nothing to do with nothing, man. If it wasn't because the man has family obligations, which is a beautiful thing, your ass would not be saying a goddamn word.
You're right. See, you missed the point, Junior. I said Donye is the best thing coming out of Chicago. Y'all
no
had
doubt.
One
no
killer
doubt.
Thought he was the killer and ran over down
okay.
to Atlanta.
Okay. Well, let's do this. Let's not speak upon the dead.
Unless the dead
get on the line,
your man in his mouth.
And I'm pretty sure he gonna accommodate you at some point in time. One thing for certain, at some point in time, and I'm not speaking for Bills, but at some point in time, he gonna come for you now. He gonna come for you. Yeah, you know goddamn well who you talking
hey,
about.
Hey man,
Bills
is scared,
boy. But you ain't gonna keep talking about him, man. I keep telling y'all motherfuckers, man. You know, sometimes
hey,
in life
Biz
you gotta
the big old. Biz is eating a big old bucket of church's chicken right now.
They ain't got church's chicken down there. They ain't got church's chicken
KFC
down there, man.
Well, he's eating some Bojangles.
Hey, Tone, I got some lines here, man. Let me open up some of these lines because I'm tired of y'all motherfuckers talking to me.
I try to hold one of them lines is Biz.
I hold one of them is Biz. I hold one of them is Biz.
601-0549. Your mic is open.
That's a Mississippi.
601-0549.
Somebody got some. Well, I got to take you off because you got us on speaker and too much background. 313-6453, your mic is open. 313-6453. That's Melvin Nephew. 313-9145, your mic is open. 313-9145. Hey, Tone. Hey, Donye, you know what, man? Thank you for coming on. You see how these motherfuckers ain't answering now? They all hit the one button. You get all here. Now they ain't got shit to say, motherfuckers.
Hey, man, you know what? I know this is a Detroit. This is a Detroit show, right? Michigan show, right?
Hey, Donye, how you do that? You got a remote control or some shit?
Yeah, they.
Goddamn,
I know
say Donye. I say Donye and Kimo, man, back the fuck up, man. Goddamn.
Hey, man. I got a quick question. I know it's a Michigan show, but is it true that when any motherfucker gets their car running, they call Mike Geis? Is that true for all the Michiganicans?
No, he called them Michiganians or some motherfucking shit like that.
Yes,
I don't know where the fuck he get.
Hey, man,
these don't even call in no more, man.
Yes, it is. If you want to get your car out there and you got a street car and he pull up with a race car, that's the guy to race if you want to get out here and test your car out.
So you saying B is going to race street
guy.
Cars with his race car?
He's the starter guy.
Oh,
yes, he is. That's the guy you need to race.
Hey, Kimo, did you hear him? He said B is only race street cars with his race car.
Hey, man,
y'all going to stay off B's, man.
Y'all gonna stay off biz, man. I keep telling y'all, man. Hey, hey, Tone.
Hey, Junior, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you know what? We got this race. What's your prediction on this race, man? What's your prediction on the shootout?
Hello?
And you ain't got a sugarcoat it. What's your prediction?
Hello?
What the hell's wrong with this goddamn mic? Hello? Can y'all hear me?
Exactly. That's what I thought. What's your prediction, man? I've been picking fights all week in Chicago,
see,
man. Ain't nobody
I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this. If I could predict shit, I shouldn't the fuck wouldn't be on the phone. I'd be predicting lottery numbers. So, but I'm going to tell you this. Chicago going to stand up. Chicago going to fight. In the end, my personal opinion, I hope they beat the living dog shit out you motherfuckers. But then again, only time will tell. So I can't pick a side. Come on, man. This Chicago is the week before the fight. How am I going to stay neutral? I might get fired after the night. Fuck, with all the shit I've been talking tonight. Hey, Tone.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I was just playing. All this bullshit I've been saying, I was just playing, dog, man.
No, he wasn't.
No, I wasn't,
no,
goddammit. No, I'm gonna tell you this, man. It should be a hell of a race. Because the fastest man don't always win. So you guys might be betting on your top flight guys, same way Chicago betting on the top flight guys, and it might be the underdogs that come out victorious. That's the way I look at it. I mean, don't get me wrong. We got some bad motherfuckers here. Y'all got some too. But in my opinion, I don't give a fuck about the motherfuckers y'all got over there.
Hey,
Tony.
Really?
Hey, we love you too.
Yeah.
Hey,
oh, yeah,
what
full body car y'all got over there?
Full body car?
Yeah.
Shit, everybody don't need a full body car.
Man, I'm talking about big photo Chevys or something like that. All interior street car. What y'all got over there?
Full
dress. Got a Corvette over here.
Fully dressed.
Oh.
Full exhaust, all interior, no roll cage. What y'all get? I'm gonna have a car over there for that, something like that.
We got a Mustang.
You said a Mustang. Now I'm talking about a big Kodo Chevy. Some this car weigh almost 4,500 pounds.
This car got an overdrive on it.
I'm talking about a 4,000-pound car better. What y'all got over there? I'm going to say 3,800 pounds or better.
Fuck it, man.
Looking for big boy action.
Bring it. We'll have some for it. Bring it.
No, what y'all, Tim, I mean, I want to lock it. I'm going to lock something in. It's going to be there.
I got something for you. Now, Diane.
Yeah.
This car, it has a roll bar, just a single bar to go over the back seat, but it's 3,600.
What kind of car?
It's got a cage in it. It's just got the roll bar to go, you know, over the back of the front seat and down to the other side. It's just got that type of bar in it because it's a T-top car.
What kind of car?
Trans-Am.
What is it?
A Trans-Am.
With an LS1 put in it?
Yeah. Full interior.
I'm talking about this car 4,500 pounds. You ain't got nothing like that?
Man, I'm up to about 3,600,
y'all. Y'all got plenty of
I'd rather do it head up, but you know what I'm saying? I'm trying not to ask for no spot.
I mean, ain't nobody up here got nothing big like that, no photo car.
Hey, shit, ain't your boys Young Money got a photo car? Huh?
Well, they got this photo. They ain't got no photo car over there.
Ain't they got a big car they was racing around? Huh?
No. Donye, we'll make a call. We might have a big photo Buick. We gonna make a call. We might have somebody up in Pontiac for you, sitting heavy
okay.
like that.
Okay. Okay. Let me know. Let me know. I'm gonna make sure.
We'll get back with you by tomorrow on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Get back with me tomorrow.
What else you gonna send over,
Daniel? Body bag. I think both of them Monte Carlos coming.
He gonna send that stuff by the pocketbook.
What'd you say?
Don't send that stuff, Daniel, but your pocketbook.
I can't hear you.
Don't send nothing else but your pocketbook.
This motherfucker's stupid. Hey, Ridge.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Ridge, do me a favor. Let everybody know what's happening for Saturday. What time the gate open? What time you got everything going
hey,
on?
We're going to be there Friday. Test and Tune is Friday. If you're going to stay tonight, just pay for the event that night. See Slouch, myself, or Chad. If you're going to be in the event the next day, pay that night if you're staying overnight. That's just a disclaimer. Now, the gates open at 9, and we're going to start running at 10:30 all the way till 12 in the morning. Like I said, we're going to have the track set on teal. If you want to be on the track, you know, we do have the VIP bands to get on the track. It's going to be a limited amount of VIPs because we're trying to keep people off the starting line. We feeding everybody. It's $45 a car and bike, or $20 for general spectators. 10 and under is free.
45.
And we feeding everybody. The track is going to be on keel. If you have not been to this facility, it's one of the best facilities in the Midwest. People can attest to the last event that we had. The track was on keel. It was an exciting event. It was a family atmosphere. It was a great experience. We had no problems, no disputes, and we expect the same, you know, because people are going to stereotype us, but we have good events.
What's on the menu, Rich?
Chicago style hot dogs. No, we got chicken,
what?
We got hamburgers, we got corn. Friday night we do a little bit of grilling for the test and tuners. We're gonna provide beverages for everybody. So, it's a great experience for everybody. It ain't nothing like competition. And you know, Chicago, you guys over in Illinois got a ego, and we in Detroit got an ego. So if we ain't gonna stand up for ourselves and pump our chest out, ain't nobody else gonna do it. But, you know, we are coming to win. Just so you know,
why
Chicago,
be Chicago
and Junior,
style?
We coming to win this.
Hey, hey, because
there is no style other than the Chicago style. That's why. I mean, he said it right. I don't think he said anything wrong.
Can you fulfill one of my requests?
Yes,
every time one of them Detroit cars wins, you play that Beyonce and Jay-Z. Jay-Z song, we got a pretty big ego.
Hey, man, come on, man.
Hey, no, you know what? We playing
Charlie
Wilson's Rap Band all night. That's what
we
playing over here in Detroit, y'all
ass. Okay. I'm sorry, sir, but no music will be allowed in the staging area.
Well, I'm going to hand the lyrics out to everybody, and we'll just sing it.
See, that's what y'all could do. Y'all, every time y'all lose, y'all can hold hands and sing the Gap Band.
Nah, we're going to hold y'all asses and give y'all these prostate exams. That's what we're going to do.
So we dropped a bomb on you, baby.
Well, I know one thing. Y'all been asking for it. And I'm more than sure you're going to get what you're asking for.
Hey, man, we ain't heard from Puerto Rican Pete tonight. What? Where he at?
Oh, Pete on. Hey, Pete, come
on
in, man.
You just stuttered on me, man. Did you just stutter on me?
No, I did not, sir.
Pete,
Tone,
come on in, bro.
Hey, Tone,
I got a lot of hands up. I'm just going to run through them, man, open them up, man.
Come on.
313-8723. Your mic is open. 313-8723. Going to the next one. 313-7173. Your mic is open. 313-7173.
What's up, little Tony?
What's going on?
What's up, man? Just shaking bait.
What's happening?
Hey, man, you seen Melvin lately, dog? You talked to Melvin lately? My boy missing tonight.
I ain't talked to him in a minute, no.
Okay. So we still on for the 13th with your place? I mean, it's 131?
Absolutely.
Okay. I got a couple of fellas want to know about it so they can come on down and have some fun.
Yes, sir. Mark, Michigan, 131, July 13th. We'll be there from 9 a.m. till midnight.
All right.
Let me open this other one up. You still on. 313-9145. Your mic is open.
Where you at, Mama?
313-9145. Your mic is open. Let me go down. 313-8401. Your mic is open. 313-8401. Your mic is open.
What up, though?
What's happening? Who we got here?
This DMX.
What's
man?
Happening?
Got a lot of background noise going on. What's happening, man?
What's up, man? What's the deal?
Shit. It's your quarter. Let's roll.
Man, it's y'all, man. I'm just wondering, hey, why my name was picked on that Detroit grud side to represent the town. What's up with that?
Mr. Tony?
Yes, sir.
You have a DMX on here asking how come he wasn't asked to represent Detroit?
How was he not asking Detroit versus Chicago?
Hello? Yeah.
I'm here. I don't know what happened with that, what Tony said.
Hey, DMX, are you going to enter the shootout?
What shootout?
You going to be on the team Detroit against Illinois, because what we did, we put that out there as a, you know, especially on Motown, that we needed people to let us know who was going to be in the shootout or not. So we, based on what we did, information we got, that's what we went by. But we need you bad, man. Because that beat you got over there.
Let me ask, because, you know, I don't know nothing. What car does DMX have?
A Chicago killer.
Okay. I mean, I done heard that plenty of times.
He got a supercharger Mustang. Beautiful car.
Okay.
And he come to get down.
Would this be a street car? Is this a street car or a race car?
The grudge car. He could tell you about it.
Well, that's why I'm asking.
Hey, we got too much background noise.
That's that number that I just brought in.
All right.
You know what? We just promoted
it. Yeah. Is Ronnie good? DMX,
you there? Okay.
Hey, we got something.
You might have to mute that and have him call back in.
Yeah, I'm going to go through him. Okay, I think I got him there. DMX.
What up, though?
Yeah, you still on?
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. 773-9483, your mic is open.
What's up, June?
What's going on, man? What's happening?
I'm just listening to the show and see how Detroit talks a lot of shit.
Yeah, you hey, man. Hey, bro, you want to go, you see? Hey, Pete. Hold on a minute.
Get his ass down. Hey, you jump on one, we like Tiger. You jump on one, we all going to jump in.
Pete, go sit down, man. Ain't nobody fucking with you. Sit your ass down, man.
Hey, man. Pete, check this out. You said to me, what's up, man? We ain't got to conversate with these dudes and none of that bullshit, man. Come Saturday, July the 13th, ain't nothing else to talk about, man. See, y'all motherfuckers think
Pete,
y'all got something sweet, man.
Pete is banned from the race, man. He cannot enter the race. Pete is banned.
Who is this speaking? Whoever it is, get out from under the sofa because you muffled up like crazy, man.
I'm up under the hey man, I'm sitting in the front, man. I don't want y'all to hear all the background noise.
Oh shit, these sound like they got your ass balled up. Shit.
Hey, Junior.
Yeah.
I'm in the fire, but I can guarantee you I'm gonna get a pool stick and I'm gonna whoop everybody's ass in the fire to get out this son of a bitch.
Oh, well, shit. Guess not. Now I know why you talking all this shit. It ain't you talking, it's Jack talking. Shit. Hey, next time you get on, don't say it's Chemo. Say it's Jack or some shit, man. Come on, man. Shit.
No, it ain't Jack. Hey,
Pete, you hear the way these boys talk, man?
They talk mad. They bad.
I mean, if it wasn't because I'm on the phone, I'd be scared to death listening to them. Yeah, okay, but, you know. Hey, Tone.
Yeah.
Hey, Tone, it's expected, you know. Y'all had your way tonight, hooting, hollering, and hee-heeing, and ha-ha, and all this shit.
Hey.
Now, please, I'm going to ask one thing. Come next Sunday, please be the same way. Let me hear all that hee hee and ha ha and all this other shit.
Hey man, can somebody get the great white ghost over there? Cause I sure like to see Tony just kill him, man. Get him a coming home present. I sure like that.
Let me see if I can get him. Give me a minute.
There you
Hold
go.
On.
That's
I'm
what I'm talking
get
about. See, now you see, every time you ask for something, you end up getting it now.
Tone, can you take care of that for me? I just want to see that, man. That's something I want to see.
Hey, man.
I mean, can't you take care of that?
I hate that our friend had his misfortune. But he was much safer where he was than where he is right now.
That man
better not say a word, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, fellas,
hey,
y'all call me tomorrow. Y'all call me tomorrow and let me know about that Buick.
Okay.
All right, I'll
get in touch with Slouch. And we'll see what we can make happen with that Buick.
All right. Hey, Tim, I know Melvin coming over there. We're going to send another call over there and place of mind to run Melvin, too.
No, Donnie. Yeah, you will not do that in my house. That's my girlfriend on the 13th.
Send what you want to send. Take what you want to take, man. These suckers ain't going to do shit anyways, man.
Hey, Donnie, are you sending anything over there to run off the trailer?
No, shit, I ain't.
Okay.
No, I don't do that. It's very rare that I do that. I gotta make sure it's going down the track. At least getting to the 3:30. You don't want me in your lane, do you?
Man, we at Martin, Michigan. Don't nobody change lanes over there.
Good shit. You know, these cars that they known to change lanes every once in a while.
Hey, Donye, if you racing Melvin, it don't matter if you do jump over in this lane. He ain't gonna be nowhere near you.
hey, Kimo, hey, I gotta go back to this again now. See, y'all he in and high. Don't talk about the man. The man ain't here.
I'm gonna tell you this right now.
Melvin is the one guy that I seen engaging and trying to engage everybody at the track.
I bet the difference. He was telling everybody that he had a problem with his fuel cell. So I stopped personally at his trailer. He told me, I got a problem with my fuel cell. I'll let you know. And you know what I told him? Well, Tony got the deposit, and that $200 deposit is good for the rest of the year. I don't even want it back. Anytime this year he gets ready.
That's how Michigan guys do. They go duck and dive. See, I was trying to get you to stick your foot in the door, and you sure did. You just exposed. That's the same bullshit the rest of y'all motherfuckers do. Yeah.
Oh, Junior, we will pay the lockup. I mean, but with a chump like him, man, you leave that money up all year and wait for him to get ready so you can get it.
All right, now. I'm telling you, like I said the last time, Melvin gonna end up being the Buster Douglas of Michigan. Remember that shit. He ain't gonna win but one race, but he gonna knock a motherfucker clean out when he do. You better hope it ain't you. Hey Tone. Ain't this the same bullshit I was hearing about Johnny Quick? This the same shit I was hearing about Johnny Quick. And now what? Motherfuckers are scared to death to even mention the name.
Now, let me stop you, John. Let me put you in order with Johnny Quick. Johnny Quick was winning at one point in time.
Okay.
Melvin ain't
running.
I ain't never
okay.
known. Tony,
well,
Tony,
well
can,
guess what?
Tony, can
Let's
you
go
tell
back.
Me anything about Melvin?
You say what?
Don't
be putting nobody's business out there, man. You ain't got to talk about Melvin. That's personal shit.
let me tell my main man. Melvin paid his dues to this game, Kimo. Melvin been
Thank
around
you.
A long time.
Thank you.
And
Thank you.
And I want to say, man, Melvin ain't scared of nobody, man. Melvin will go,
Thank
man.
You.
Man,
thank
well,
you,
no.
Kimo. Kimo. Thank you,
hey,
Kimo.
Hey, Tony, he wouldn't go with me that day.
I mean, he was having technical difficulties, but
I ain't gonna ride him unless he's having technical difficulties.
Hey, Tone, I'm gonna come back and say it again. And I keep saying it, man. Y'all going to keep fucking with Melvin. One of y'all motherfuckers going to get a black eye. And I'm telling you, Kimo, you better hope it ain't you, boy. Because if Melvin happened to slip away from you, I'm going to tell you this. You better move, go across the bridge, go to motherfucking Canada, and become a fucking lumberjack or some other shit, motherfucker. Because on this side of the border, boy, you ain't going to be shit.
Hey man, if Melvin come over with that goddamn car I seen him with, man, he fuck around and get the back tie.
Yeah, damn.
Hold on. You said
hey,
that
Tom.
Car you saw him with, what car did you see him with? That that chassis car.
Talking about the Mazda.
Man,
that one he had in the video in his garage, and he had that old man talking about that was his
Listen, as long as that old man building his motor, man, I'm going to race him every day of the week.
Hey, Timo, you're going to learn to respect your elders, man.
I keep telling them. You know, hey, sun got to shine on every dog's ass sooner or later. And Kimo, believe one thing. I'ma go and sit in front of your house and laugh my ass off if you let that, what you say, that old man, that dinosaur and all that other shit, if they so happen to slip away from you, I don't care what happened.
I'm gonna put you up on a little secret that I heard through the grapevine. He thought he was going to get coming to get some candy and fuck around when I got to the track, and I gave him an apple. You know how you be with one of them motherfuckers? You go trick or treat. You go to an old lady house like, ooh, she's gonna give me a Snickers. You get there. You get a green apple.
I've never been trick or treating, sir.
Because he thought I wasn't gonna build poops. See, everybody around here used to decide not building poops. I think right now I got one of the quickest poops built motherfucking turbo cars in Michigan right now.
Okay, and I hear you, sir. Can I ask you a question? Have you engaged with anybody with that quick? With that
I'm
quick
trying,
boost turbo car?
I ain't hear
you call out nobody other than Melvin.
Hey.
Hold on now.
Because I'm trying to take care of that work first, man. Melvin was talking all kind of shit all on these shows. I'm trying to take care of that business first. I done got real patience like Tony Buck. I want to walk around there. And walk the track till my shoes get holes in the bottom of them, just like Tony Buffett until I get my guy.
Oh, hell no. You picking and choosing, man. Hey, man. Fuck that
hey,
shit.
Junior.
Hold on. Yes, sir.
How many cars did Detroit got so far? It's running in the past, not just gone.
I don't know. They, at no time have they said how many cars they had. At no time have they even said who they have. I know Illinois posted
you know
a
why,
list.
You know why,
oh, hold
you
on,
know
hold
that's
on.
Why that is, man. They told
hey,
us
Kimo.
The game is sold and not told, man.
Hey, Kimo.
Y'all find out when we get there.
Hey, Kimo. Can I answer what? Pete's question, Junior? Can I answer Pete's question? Hey, Pete. Now you know common courtesy, but I done learned that common courtesy don't go too far with certain motherfuckers. Motherfuckers on the other side of Illinois. Alright? You know, motherfuckers said, okay, we got X amount of guys coming. You would think that they would have said, okay, well, we got X crew gonna be there. Then from there, you know, you got a few that are gonna slip in and slip out and whatever like that. But they ain't saying nothing. Now, I understand. You're supposed to keep your cards close to your chest. For real, I think these motherfuckers are ducking what they're doing. That's the bottom line. Now, Tony, if I am wrong, can you please answer the question? How many cars y'all got ready?
Plenty of them. He don't even fucking know.
Plenty of them. Okay.
Yeah. He's running
and
he don't even know.
Hey, Tone, you got a sore throat or something? Because you sound mighty funny right there.
I'm just saying. Y'all ask how many we got. We got all of Detroit standing up over here.
Now,
shit, they all about 4'2", so you can't see them.
You say what?
Hey, Tone, I understand y'all got a squad. Y'all got a good squad for the most part.
We got
but,
a terror squad.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Who's Chihuahua is that keeps barking in the background, man? Every time a motherfucker say something from Detroit, he come out barking. Kimo, please.
I'm going to have to find that motherfucker that keeps doing that thing. I don't know what that stuff is. Junior, you're the one working the board. Why you keep opening up all these other things, man?
You know why I open them up? You know why I open them up? Because they told me today, this open mic, open them up, let them in, let them do what they do. That's what we're doing.
Hey, well, hold on. Hey, Junior, we don't have 5 minutes left. Is it any way possible y'all can find Leaky Leon so we can get him off the trailer action? Because he loves running off the trailer.
Hey, hold on, man. I'm going to call Leon on this other phone.
Leaky always hollering off the trailer, man.
Hey,
we got him off the trailer action. Hey, and we don't care nothing about his 33s. We got a car over here with no bar and 28s. He gonna run that man slap off the trailer.
Oh my God, let's get Leon on the phone. Hold on.
I mean, I can't just tell him we got a ghost car.
You know the car.
I don't know the car. Which car would this be?
Brian Davis' car.
Oh, okay. Now, would that be Chucky or Game Over?
Listen, man, now you want to get technical about it.
That'd be Chucky. Would it be Chucky or Game Over?
Hey, Tom.
Huh?
If anybody from Chicago runs David, is he going to put that belt up with it?
Huh.
Hello.
He don't have the belt.
He don't have the belt. Johnny Quick got the belt.
Oh. And fuck it. Tell Johnny Quick we get him in it, too.
Yeah.
Hello. God damn.
Hello.
The belt is an extra $500.
What was that?
That's
the
no
belt
problem.
Is extra $500.
Hey, if the car is out there, and he's willing to run the belt, and we got a Chicago car, want to run him, so extra $500 is no doubt. No problem with that.
So y'all national champion, y'all national champion, Mr. Johnny Quick, if you hear this, sir, or this message can be delivered to you, if you're on the premises and you have the belt, the $500 ain't shit. Lock in.
Hold on, Junior. I got Leaky Leon on the phone that everybody been looking for. How you doing, Leaky?
I'm doing good.
Leon, what's happening, man?
They ain't looking for me because I'm in Indiana.
There you go.
Hey, Leon.
Y'all got him on the line.
Leon, what's up?
Yeah.
We got a guy over here, no willy bar, a small block on nitrous. We got a guy over here, no willy bar, 28-inch tie. He want to run you off the trailer Saturday. You game?
No, I got it. Stop.
What do you got?
A stock suspension or back
half
tie?
You got a 28-inch tire on the car. Yeah.
Okay, we got a 2001 stock suspension Camaro on drag radio, 275 with a small block on spray. We don't want nothing. My car down.
You say you got what now?
We got a stock suspension Camaro, 2001 Camaro, with a small block on it with nitrous. On a drag radio with no willy bar. We'll run him head up. We don't want nothing.
Right
off the
trailer?
Off the trailer? No, he ain't gonna come off the trailer because he ain't never been to the track. So he's gonna shake his car down. We gotta shake that down.
Hold on. Andy from Chicago.
Small block action.
I just texted him.
He's my engine builder, man.
Back.
I'm going to tell you like this. He built my motor. He's a stock suspension Camaro with a small block with nitrous on a drag radio tire, man.
Hello?
Don't pick it over there.
Hello?
You
mute
my motor.
Hold on. Listen. You got 60-something Michigan lines open. Y'all motherfuckers don't stay quiet now. Leon said he has a Camaro stock suspension, small block on nitrous, with Drag Radio. Hello.
How many takedown pads do you need?
Man, we only need two.
You
need
one.
Two.
They what?
Two. Yeah, when he do it with two pads.
Say that
will
again.
He do it with pads? Will he do it with two passes, Leon?
Hey, listen, don't shout out that, my man, okay? All
no, no, no.
Hey,
no, 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 no,
he probably need one pass. He probably need one pass, man.
Leon never raced over there. We want two passes.
That's why we want two passes.
We need two shakedown passes. He might not even want to do those two. Okay, we ain't got to talk about that. We ain't got to talk about.
Okay.
The man already declared what he got. All he needs is one, maybe two shakedown passes.
Hold up. Hey, you see Brian's number? He texted me, say he's calling in right now.
That sounds good.
Yeah, Brian's trying to call in right now.
Who is this small block guy they said he's talking about?
Hold on. 734-2900 is the number. You see it, Junior?
No.
Not yet. It hasn't lit up yet.
Well, he might not pay the light.
I got him right now. Chuck it.
Yo.
You're on.
Not everything. Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
Ooh. What's up?
We got Leon on the phone, so he got a proposition for you.
Oh, hey, give me a second, guys. Let me find his background notes.
That might be
okay,
Leon.
I got it.
That ain't me. Don't lie on me.
I found it.
Yeah.
Kimo, you madam, we're going to take the back time with you.
You're going to take the back time?
Yeah.
Yes.
I can book this guy. We're going to get you back time.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Leon would like to engage with you, sir.
Is that the mom's performance tomorrow?
Leon, you got the floor.
Yes, mom's performance number two. Now, mom's performance number one is out of commission right now.
Okay. All right, well, how's it going?
Hey, what do we do? We got an Oxford Camaro on drag radio. No Willie Bar, small block with nice.
Huh? Is that 275?
John Quick's trying to call in
too often. What's that?
Hey, Slouch, I think that was you. Hey, if you guys can, mute your mics for a second so I can get Leon and Chucky together here, please.
Thank you.
See if we can work this out. Thank you. Go ahead, Chuck.
What did Salt say just a minute ago?
I said John was trying to get in because somebody wanted to run for the belt. He's trying to call in right now.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll open them up, but I'm trying to get this between.
Okay.
All right, what size radio is that? Is that a 275, Leon?
Yeah.
All right, did you guys want to do that off the trailer on Friday? Or you want to do it off the trailer Saturday?
No, you're going to shake the car down. You're going to make two hits on the car, man.
If we like to see, we like what we see with the first hit, we'll run y'all. But we're going to check the car, because the car ain't never been there. It ain't never been at that track.
Okay, so what are you trying to do then? I thought someone was wanting to run me off the trailer.
We're pull your
I'm locked
out,
in
man.
With, I'm locked in with Boost 12 right now. We both get one shakedown, and then we're supposed to run. So by the time you guys only want two shakedowns, or?
Listen, dude, we're going to make two hits on that Camaro. And we like we see with the first one down on your ass, we going. But we need two hits.
No,
and we like the first hit,
no
we're going to go on your ass.
I mean, I got a phone call. Someone wanted to lock in. I'm going to make a pass. Then I'm locked in to run Boost 12. That's two passes. And then we can lock in right now for you.
Okay. What
time
are
you saying you want to lock in right now, or are you wanting to wait? That's what I'm asking.
What time are you and Boost 12 supposed to run?
We didn't set a time. We're going to – I'm not sure exactly what time the event starts on Saturday, but we're both going to make a hit within the first hour of it opening, and then we're going to go ahead and get our race off.
So
that's
what
I'm asking
you. I mean, he's not going to make no pass for that no night time. So whatever race go down is going to go during the daytime.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
So we
yeah.
make one pass. We make one pass, we're going to be ready to race you. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right. Are you wanting to lock that in right now, or are you just saying that you guys are going to be there looking?
We ain't locking
asking.
In no races. We ain't
okay.
locking no races in.
Well, we can do that. I don't care. By the time I race you guys, I'll already have one test pass in Boost 12. That's already two passes, and I don't want to fuck around and wait all day. I wouldn't be surprised if 2 hours by the time the track opens, our race is already done with.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens, man.
Well, I'm ready to get down. It don't bother me.
I got two more.
That
lines I'm opening
You're
up.
You're gonna love that track.
64, 65. Your mic is open. You got some background noise there. Hey, Tone.
Yeah.
Well, we passing on that one. I got a couple lines here. I'm gonna open them up.
I need both pieces.
We got
Johnny Quick's number.
I got Johnny Quick's number. You want me to try to call him?
I got 313 64.
Somebody needs to call him on three-way.
64, 65.
Slouch, I'm going to try to call Johnny and get him in on the show real quick.
313-6465. Your mic is open.
Just listening, Johnny.
Hello? Okay, then.
Just listening.
708-4697. Your mic is open. You got to turn that speaker off, partner.
Nope.
You there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys there? I got Johnny Quick on.
Johnny Quick.
What's up, fellas? What's up?
Your presence is requested. Hey, Pete.
Oh, yeah.
Your presence is requested.
Yeah, it is. Hey, Pete,
yeah.
We got Johnny Quick. We got Johnny Quick. We got Johnny Quick on the line.
Hey, Johnny, the question I said was, if somebody comes out here on 28 or 29 and they want to go for the belt, are you willing to, if we put the $500 up, were you willing to race for it?
Will I do what?
Willing to race for your belt. If somebody from Chicago wants to run you at the track on Saturday.
Put up the $500 and tell you what
I'm wearing. Okay, that's all I wanted to know. I just wanted to make sure.
I can't say no. I can't say no, so
hey,
put the $500.
Hey, you got 30 days to say no, so you all
that's
do
right.
it. Yeah. So that's why we asked you. They asked me on it, and I wanted to ask you, will you do it? That's all, the main thing. So
I can't 99%? Say no. Yep.
Okay, then, so we'll see you on Saturday.
You walked in that area, hey. And I thought you went away.
Hey, Johnny.
Yeah.
Make sure you polish it up real nice so when we bring it back, we can just show it off. We ain't got to go through none of the cleaning process or none of that stuff, please.
Yeah, all right. No problem.
Hey, Junior, we going to let y'all take a picture of it because that's the only thing y'all bringing back of it.
Hello?
Now, which belt you want? 29 or 28?
Oh, do you have, Johnny, you have both of the belts?
Yeah, I got both of them. You got to specify.
Oh, shit.
We might
hey,
go
Pete.
For both. We got cars 29 and 28, so we could go either way. And all our guys don't
well,
have
lock it
cars,
in,
man. So
we'll
we
cut it
with.
Up.
Okay, I'll be, let me get my guys on the phone, see if they want to do it. They're going to be there Saturday, guaranteed. That's no problem. Everybody
well,
already.
I
got
I
my
can't
day.
Tell you if I'm going to race Saturday. I'm on
hey,
my
Pete.
For no EG.
Hey, Pete, this is Chucky. If you guys bring your car into the 28th, I'll run you off the trailer Saturday.
I ain't running off the trailer. I got a brand new car. I ain't running off the trailer. Believe me, if I was ready, I'd run you off the trailer with no problem.
I was just trying to make sure you had some action so you didn't feel like you were coming to waste your time as well.
No. If I was ready, I won't be asking for nothing. I ain't scared of nobody from over there. I just ain't right, so I'll stay quiet.
Nope, no problem.
586-5134, your mic is open.
That's me. I'm on the line with Brian now, so
oh, okay. My bad. Hey, you know, I'm kind of slow, man.
That's all right.
I'm kind of slow, man.
Hey, man, hold on, man. Now you really want to fuck with me? Hello?
Who?
Ah, shit. Whoever the one is repeating with the echo.
I don't hear no echo.
Hey, Tone.
Don't hear
an
echo either.
Yeah.
What's happening, brother?
What's going on?
I mean, we've been trying since we started this off, man. To get y'all motherfuckers to engage in something, and y'all motherfuckers don't want to do nothing, man.
Whoa. We've been trying to lock Chicago in since 8 o'clock, man. Well, none of y'all.
Come on, man. Come on, man. The boards have been fucked up. I've been trying to get my guys in from Chicago. I don't know how y'all motherfuckers rigged this bitch up tonight. You know, the few that I could get in. Every time they try to say something, y'all muting them and doing all this other stupid shit. I mean, shit. Hey, Tone, I'm going to tell you this. When it's all said and done, you know, you my man. Through you, I done met a lot of dudes out of Michigan. I hope y'all going to allow me to come back next Sunday and the week after that. But y'all motherfuckers going to get your brains beat in, man. You and I discussed this a long time ago, and I seen it in your eyes. I seen it. But guess what? You asked for it. You got it coming this weekend, boy.
Yeah.
Hey, Pete.
I'm listening.
What's wrong with this man? The week before, we trying to shake and bake, and he ain't trying to do nothing, man.
I don't know.
Hey,
like
Red.
I said, Junior, we got the bouncy house for the fake ass races over there from Chicago. So
no doubt.
I'll be manning that.
Well, you know what? You're gonna be in the safe zone then. Cause anything outside that bouncy house. Boy, it's going to be trouble, boy. It's going to be real nasty.
But, hey, just to recap everything, man, you know, Test and Tune is Friday night.
There you go.
If you're going to stay that night, just go ahead and pay for Saturday, which you and your crew. It's 45 a car, 20 a person. Gates open at 10 a.m., and they close at 12 p.m. on Saturday.
So, again, we're going to feed everybody. We're gonna, if you're going to bring your kids, we got the bouncy house. We have the DJ. If you want to get out on the track, we got the VIP wristband. Otherwise, it's great. There's a, every seat in that facility is a good seat. So it's one of the baddest tracks you're going to ever run your car on. So, again, you got Little Tony and Number One Slouch putting it on again. You thought the last event was hype. This one is going to be even better. We got the forecast is 82 and 10 on both days. So it's the perfect day, perfect 2 days. I mean, you got one of the baddest cats out of Michigan. You got Little Tony and his Camaro. You got the belt holder in two classes, Johnny Quick. You got Game Over. You got Never Scared. You got Young Money. You got DMX. You got Ride or Die. And the list goes on. So we coming to win and we coming to play hard. But overall, we just coming to put on a good experience. One of the baddest drug races events in the Midwest and in the whole U.S. So don't hear about it, be about it.
That's right. That's what's happening there, brother.
What's up?
Hey, Tone. Hello?
Tone, jump off.
I'm trying to clear this up here. Let me run through these real quick, man. Hey, I think I know who that is. Well, I mean, if we ain't got nothing else going, guys, I mean, shit. Tony. Hello? Yeah, I may have lost them there. But Reggie, I mean, if we ain't got nothing else going, I mean, shit, we close to closing time, bro. All
right, Slouch, you on there? You got anything?
I think Slouch fell off. Yeah, they fell off. But again, for those that do Facebook, come on Facebook, man, and check out the Motor City Mafia Grudge. You know, Motor City Mafia done put up a page, you know. Come on by, say what's up. We're going to keep it loaded with the latest updates and photos and everything else we got going on. So, and again, during the week, you get a chance, check out clocksoff.com. Ground and Pound will be letting you know. So Meatball Pine, they'll let you know how well they're gonna serve y'all.
Hold on, Tom. Hold on, real quick, Junior.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't find this one here.
Hey, June.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know what? We got two stock suspension Mustangs that'll be looking for some action. One called Just for Show and one Not for Show. I mean, hey, pound for pound, two of the bad. One's a straight up stock suspension with a pro charger on it. The other one is stock suspension. Street car / drag car. Anybody looking for action? Hey, they looking to entertain.
Well, I mean, you guys hear it. What was the name of them again?
Hold on, I'm gonna read it to you. The blue, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, the blue car, the stock suspension car.
Okay.
Small block. Hold on, I'm going on it. The blue car is stock suspension, both on 28. The black car has a ladder burn.
No, you fell off, Red.
I said they looking to entertain anybody sitting on 28. The black car they got is has a ladder bar. They're blue with a stock suspension. Both small blocks.
Okay.
The blue car has full interior. It's ready to ride.
Okay. I mean, well y'all here, and I mean, get them posted up there, Red. So people know what you guys got
over
there.
Yep, the blue car has no cage in it either, too. So, like
okay.
I said, hey, feel free to come and stop by the trailer and check us out. We'll be there Saturday night, and we're going to be there all day with it. But we're looking
okay.
for some action with that car.
And what's the name of that crew there?
Oh, that's just Crazy Legs Racing. Chad out of the Flint area.
Crazy Legs Racing,
yep.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's what's happening, man. Well, I mean,
it's Wicked Quick Racing. Sorry.
Wicked Quick Racing.
Wicked Quick Racing.
Okay. Okay. Oh, yeah, yep. they were supposed to engage with a tight man, weren't they? If I'm not mistaken. That was one of the ones I had locked up on the last race.
I think he would, I think Boost 12 backed out with him on the blue car, with the black car, I believe. They black car,
oh, okay.
Boost 12 backed out of that.
Oh, okay then.
Yeah. But if he want to take a second ass whooping, he can with that car.
I mean, shit, Boost 12, one thing, they going to race.
Well, we got something for his ass. Tell him we ain't going to be hard to find. We're going to have a flag waving it.
Oh, no doubt. One thing, Boost 12 coming to race, man. And if it stays together, they're going to race till they run the wheels off of it, man.
Hey, tell him he'll know where to find us. Wicked Racing. We're going to get out of here, man.
Yeah,
right,
let's do this,
we all got to go to work in the morning.
There you go.
Again, all right, brother.
Again, thanks everybody for coming on. And we ain't got but 6 days to go, man. See you guys down
yes,
there, US 131, brother. July the 13th, man, the Clash of the Titans.
Yes, sir. Don't hear about
you
it,
guys,
be about it.
That's right. You guys have a good night, man, and be safe, brother.
All right, gentlemen.
All right now.